In a briefing with reporters on Friday, Hagel spent about half his time on the matter of military sexual assault. He made clear there's no one answer. It's not as simple as firing people to set an example. But at the same time, he kept returning to the topic of accountability. And on the topic of preventing and prosecuting sexual assault, perhaps a lack of it.
If you don't have accountability, you don't have much. In fact, our Constitution, our country, our government was founded on accountability. It's why we have three co-equal branches of government. Many of the directives that I've given this week, 2 weeks ago, back a month and a half ago, were focused, if not every one of them, on some element of accountability of every chain of command. The division commander is in charge of that command, regardless if there's a brigade commander, battalion commander, company commander. That connection has to work all the way up and down the line. It is an essential component that somehow has been lacking or broken down. I don't know. But it is a central part of how we fix the problem. There are other pieces, too.
Hagel didn't get specific about where he believes the accountability breakdowns are in the military chain of command or what should be done to fix them. But he says it's clear to him that those breakdowns go a long way toward explaining why sexual assault survivors in the military have been unwilling to report crimes through the proper channels, in this case, up the chain of command.
That's a key part of anything to get to a resolution. How do you fix it? Starting with some of the questions about victims saying, and rightfully so, that they didn't feel their commanders were accountable enough to be able to come forward and register a complaint, file a complaint, because they thought they would be subject to many things, which is true, which has happened. Then also having no confidence that anything would be done about their complaint. So that needs to be addressed, as well as all the components of this.
While military sexual assault is undoubtedly not a new phenomenon, the amount of media and political attention it's getting is. There are no fewer than 10 bills circulating on Capitol Hill on the subject right now, many of them dealing with the accountability questions Hagel is asking. He's already proposed that military commanders be stripped of their authority to reverse court-martial convictions in sexual assault cases. Several of the bills would remove the military chain of command from the process of investigating and prosecuting those cases entirely. Hagel was careful not to endorse any particular piece of legislation, but in a discussion with reporters earlier on Friday, General Mark Welsh, the Air Force Chief of Staff, said he was open to that idea. He and other senior military members are talking about the subject with increased bluntness, calling it a crisis, and acknowledging that the military, so far, is failing to deal with it. Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, suggested that the military has perhaps gone to sleep on the issue over the last decade of war. Before that, there was the Navy's tailhook scandal, the Aberdeen scandal, and another at the U.S. Air Force Academy.
And then I think, you know, we went to war and maybe some of that was masked. And you asked, do I think that there's an effect of 10 years of war? Yeah, instinctively I do. And we've been looking at what that might be. And, you know, you might argue that we've become a little too forgiving because if a perpetrator shows up at a court martial with a rack of ribbons and has four deployments and a Purple Heart, you know, there is certainly the risk that we might be a little too forgiving of that particular crime. So we're looking for game changers, really. And some of these congressional proposals could be game changers.
Hagel had his first meeting on Friday with a congressionally mandated panel of experts on sexual assault. Five selected by him and four selected by Congress. He urged lawmakers to wait for their recommendations before forcing through any new laws that would shake up the way the military manages criminal justice matters. But he insisted the Pentagon is taking steps to respond aggressively at the same time, including an order he signed on Friday that will require retraining of anyone in the military who deals with sexual assault prevention and response.
Everyone associated with the United States military who has any responsibility for any sexual abuse offices, sexual protection offices, in any way dealing with this program across the board. It'll be standardized in all the services, and all our military recruiters. Every military recruiter, regardless of the service, will undergo this. This wasn't done just independent of everybody else. I have spent a tremendous amount of time with the chiefs on this, the secretaries. Chairman Dempsey has led on this. This problem can't be fixed by the Secretary of Defense alone. I can direct it, I can hold people accountable, and I will. The President's held me accountable. And there's not one of these people in leadership today that wants this to be their legacy.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.